Over 40 of Vancouver, episode 92. I'm Dale.
Roll it. We're going to talk about Apple TV Pluribus.
E Pluribus. Someone just told me, and this might be apocryphal.
Is it called E Pluribus or Pluribus?
Oh, maybe Pluribus.
I think it's just Pluribus.
It broke their servers. I don't know if that's true, but I was told that today.
It broke their servers?
So many people were curious. What? They did a good job of not...
Because of Breaking Bad.
Yeah,
Vince Gilligan.
Vince Gilligan, a combination of Vince Gilligan and great marketing by not telling anybody what the plot was about.
Like, there was no spoilers, no media tour.
If there was, I didn't hear about them. Not that I
The media would. Didn't get advanced review copies?
No. Well, if they did, they were under embargo and didn't
Come on,
spell.
Apple TV, give it to Marina. How do you tell Marina's last name?
But Antunes.
Give Marina Antunes.
She's early access. Everybody knows what it's about now. Unless you're going no spoiler.
I'm talking about the future, not now.
Yeah, so we should actually say, like, if you haven't seen it already and you're worried about spoilers.
Too bad.
Well, you're probably not listening anyway.
Yeah, probably not.
But
what do you think, Dale?
Honestly, spoiler. First two episodes, I really like the premise. I really like what they're doing with the story. Like, it's wonderful stuff. It's a different take. It's not overtly dark, and it's playing with themes that I love authors playing with. How about you?
What themes would you mean before I go on to my ridiculous opinions?
So we don't know what's happened, but people have been put into kind of a hive mind groupthink, sort of like in Star Trek, they've been Borgified, but in a very positive sense. They're very upbeat and happy and almost Buddhist in that they do no harm or try to do no harm. And I found that refreshing to have this kind of hive mind. People have lost their individuality, but there's this, on the surface at least, greater good going on. So the main character, of course, is in opposition to this. That's where the story tension's coming from. Mm-hmm. And it's just raising some really great questions. Some of them that they actually stated outright in the show with dialogue between characters, and some of them that they're just leaving hanging out there. So I'm loving it.
So, spoiler alert, it's a TLDR alert as well. It's an anti-zombie movie. That's enough of a spoiler, I think.
I wouldn't have called it that, but I'm fine. I think actually Gilligan referred to it that way.
Oh, did he? Nothing I say is original.
As a zombie. Well, not an anti-zombie movie, but as a zombie kind of parallel. Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like it's more like the Borg. You've been assimilated into the collective.
Right. And only 12 people, is it? Are
unaffected.
Unaffected. Yeah. And one of them is hilarious.
She's a curmudgeonly author person.
Yes. Who has a deeply cynical and real life. And loves her partner.
And is deeply flawed. Yeah.
And you see her at her book signing, and then she's like, she can't tell the truth. It's like, I want to write to people who love mediocre crap or whatever the phrase was. It was quite hilarious. Well, made me laugh out loud.
I read an interview with Gilligan after seeing that, and he said that was a little bit based on him. He's like, I love my fans, and I'm like the main character. Like, that's a little bit of me in there. I'm like the main character. Like, I'm dealing with them, and it's a great and it's positive. But afterwards, I'm just like ready to go for a drink.
Yeah. Well, I found it quite refreshing because it is new. It is Borg, but it isn't a spin on Borg. But I feel like we are going to be disillusioned. And we'll have a future episode about this when we're disillusioned, or if we're disillusioned, or if we're not disillusioned.
Well, definitely we should talk about it again once the series is through.
Because I really think those first two episodes were probably the height. They're probably the best two episodes we're going to get of season one. I would love to be proven wrong, obviously.
And also there's just some great filming going on in there. Like, some of the way they did the scenes are, like, I just found them, like, awesome. Like I'm watching, it doesn't happen very often where I'm actually in the middle of watching something going.
He said about looking back on the, Albuquerque, New Mexico, something.
One scene where she's driving away from something that's happening and through the rear view mirror, you're seeing this whole tableau unfold behind her and you're not quite sure what's going on.
Right.
I love that.
But it's the anti-zombies advancing on her or looking at her.
There's another scene where this won't make sense until you see it, but where these people are oddly coordinated in this very eerie kind of a way.
Yep.
And the way the whole thing flowed was magic, I found.
Yeah, I found the main character, the woman, well, she's the main character for now. I found her deeply amusing and deeply moving as well. Like, sort of, pathos and joy and everything.
She's very flawed, but very believable. Yeah. Like, and you have this phenomenal empathy for her, even in spite of her having some, like, really nasty characteristics.
And I like the South Asian woman or whoever she's from, or she's like, I want to join them or with a mother.
Yes.
I want to be like with my son. This is a good thing. I want to be united in one hive mind with my son.
Well, and multiple characters said that.
So.
And then another character went like, isn't this reality we're facing right now exactly what mankind has strived for? Like no war, no strife.
Nirvana, enlightenment, perhaps.
Yeah.
I haven't figured him out,
but he's hilarious. I'm not quite sure what his motivation is.
It seems like he's not unsympathetic to the American, but he's also
having the time of his life.
Also, at the same time, because you're an adult and you can have two things, that's somebody beeping.
Yes.
You can hold two things in your body at once. He's having the time of his life, but he's sort of understanding her position. I think of all the other ones, didn't?
I think you're right in that.
But maybe
time will tell.
He's lived that his way his whole life. Like living in France can be difficult if that's where he lived for an African person. You have moments of joy simultaneously, moments of not joy.
We all fill in our blanks for what the characters are from our own lived experience. I don't know what the intent is, but my inference from it is he's very much a live in the moment kind of a person, and it's like, this is what I have in front of me. I'm going to make the best of it.
Right. Right. So
where that came from, I don't know, but
I feel like this has been done a lot, and it's the refreshing angle, the hive mind, the one mind.
Well, in Village,
and we defeat them, invasion, you defeat them by being individual.
This is very
another
much
Apple TV series.
This is very much Village of the Damned.
Yeah. In Village of the Damned, you defeat them by being individual. Or you
will see
through your individual traits, which a collective, which one mind can't.
In this case, they maybe have dropped a big clue to how they defeat them.
Well, the negativity.
Yeah.
Apparently being negative towards somebody causes that the system to shut down for a minute,
have them
one
freeze
minute,
up.
And then people die because they're all collectively bound together.
Well,
so they might be flying a plane and they shut down because you're negative.
Driving a car or something. Yeah, there's some great lines in there too.
87.
But I'm the biggest.
11 million people died?
I'm the biggest masculine since Stalin.
11 people died when she confronted the woman. Her, Ravon? Is that Ravon? Ravon. It starts with an R. The woman who was picked.
Sosia. Her name's Sosia. Zosa.
She's modeled after the fictional character Ravon.
Oh, in the book.
Yes.
Well, not modeled after, but resembles.
Yeah. Resembles and, character-wise, and
I don't know about character, but definitely in appearance.
So hilarious.
So highly recommended. Get in on the conversation
if you can.
Hopefully they maintain the this momentum
for
the series.
I don't like the TV of the day, except for Star Trek Strange New Worlds. I don't like the log arcs. I like a 2-episode arc, that's cool, but now we're gonna have 10 arcs here. We're going to have 10 episode arcs.
I'm okay with this. I see this more of a mini series than an actual.
I hope it's just the mini series and we don't need 4 seasons. Thank you. 10 or 6 episodes or even 4.
Yeah, I whatever
I think we're going to get 10 though.
Whatever suits the story. Like, that's always been my thing. Like,
yeah, I think that's what they should do with everything.
If it takes 12, do 12. If it takes 6, do 6.
I think that's what we should do with everything. Whatever it suits the story. But the problem is sometimes you, as we all know, if you've written things, if you've created things, sometimes you don't know until you're midway through where it's
networks,
going.
The networks
and
give
there's
you...
there's a lot of factors we don't know about.
This story was clearly written. They knew the whole arc, so...
Well, he's that kind of a guy.
There's some stories
that Mr. Gilligan is that kind of a guy who would know the arc. It's not his first rodeo.
No, it's not. But like Battlestar Galactica, they didn't know the arc. And they clearly suffered for
that. And it was not Ronald Moore's first rodeo, but
He should have known.
Also was in unknown territory. Anyway, I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
From Commercial Street Cafe, enjoying a shepherd's pie. Don't tell my wife, Barb. Tattoos.
Bye.